This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world is an oyster. Now, what some people say, look at the oyster, crack it open, and all kinds of things are going on in there. It's kind of gooey. Oysters are gooey.
They're delicious and perfect.
You want a pearl. We had dinner when Victoria was here visiting the farm a few weeks ago, or a week and a half, whenever it was, and she ordered raw oysters. And there's nothing more gross, as far as I'm concerned, than looking into one. I don't mind cooked oysters. Or cooked clam.
You're missing out.
Oh, it's so gross to look at.
It's not. Well, thank you for saying what I was eating was gross.
Well, I didn't say
it. Normally,
I would have said it while you're eating it. Be thankful I didn't say it while you were eating the stuff.
Oh, I would have ordered more.
Did I ever tell you my oyster on a date joke? Or not joke, but real story? No. So I was on this date, and this guy orders oysters. And so I've tried them before. I do not like them. But I tried this one, and I started to heave it back up. A lot of times when I eat seafood, I can't swallow it because it just makes me want to bring it back up again because of the consistency. Mm-hmm. And so I was trying hard just to swallow it down, and I couldn't. And so I very gingerly took my napkin. He didn't see it, and I just kind of spit it into my napkin and put it back on my lap. And so cue dinner coming and, having, wine, it's more fun. You kind of forget what you've done. And the waiter comes and tries to fix my napkin for me and goes, bunk, like this, and, tightens it to strain it. And this flippin' oyster goes flying out.
Oh, my God.
Of the napkin onto the floor.
There you go. Congratulations.
I don't know if there's a second date after that.
No. All right. The fact, that Congress is after Mr. Zuckerberg and Facebook because of the Instagram Kids proposal he's made, this guy is the most irresponsible, greedy cur that exists. And there are a lot of irresponsible, greedy curs. But this guy is all about complete control. And the fact that this whole thing targeted at children under 13 has gotten as far as it has, is amazing. So now...
Well, it hasn't gotten very far.
Well, it's gotten...
a lot of people are... There's a huge backlash, and it's been stalled.
As it should be.
And that's why they said, we're just going to put a pause on this. And Congress is like, no, that's not enough. You just need to cancel this whole idea.
Yeah. What do we all think about having... Because you don't have children, and Jennifer... Your fiance has children. I don't know. Aren't they teenagers? Are they that old yet?
No.
Are they using iPhones and iPads, and do they have them in their life at this point?
Oh, all the time.
How old are they?
12 and 9.
Okay. So what does this do to their lives? What does this do to their understanding what life is all about? What do they think is life all around? Because I've seen youngsters that age and older. Into, their 20s and 30s, life is all about what they have on the device.
Yep.
And it's easy for Facebook to come along or anybody to come along and control what it is they're thinking. There's something about the development of this product that mesmerizes those who use it when they're younger.
I think we've all been how creeped out it is when you have, maybe Max even doing it, Jay, when, babies can look at an iPhone and they know how to use it. It is totally creepy to me that they know how to do it.
There shouldn't be any
more
exposure
than
at all at Max's age to any of that stuff.
But it's crazy. I mean, they can just pick it up and they know how to go. But I think it's really bad, and I think we're starting to see the repercussions of it, is these fake worlds that kids live in. So forget the video games and the video exposure and too much. I believe all of that's true, and that's, I think, why many of us have ADHD now or ADD, because we're just constantly looking for the next stimulation. It's just fast-moving, constantly looking for something that's next. But I think it happens to adults, too. But I think for kids, it's building these fake worlds, doing the stuff that they do in Fortnite, where they become part of – world building, and there is a whole other thing, another reality that they live in on the video game. And so when we look at these guys who go in and start shooting, and I know this is the correlation, people always go, oh, don't blame the video games. But I think in some ways it is true because people start living outside of reality.
Yeah.
And what, you know, like real human emotion and responsibly dealing with things. You know, in video games, you don't like somebody, you just off them. I mean, that's not how it is in real life, or it shouldn't be.
So here, to take this one step further into adulthood, here's the latest example of someone who cannot get away from her iPhone. This woman is watching as her husband and a friend are on a cliff diving expedition or experience, and because the sea is churned up so much, it basically grabs the husband and the friend, and the woman continues to shoot this as her husband drowns. And then I guess she slips off the rock and drowns too, Victoria.
The wife does it. Yeah, it's a disgusting video, and I can't believe it's on the internet. And I will be honest, I hate that I watched it. But the one woman, their fitness instructor, so the one female fitness instructor takes a running leap off of the cliff into really choppy water. She gets in trouble. She's trying to hang on to a rock for dear life. While the man, whose wife is filming this whole thing, you don't see him jump off the cliff. It almost seems like he ran down to where the wife was and tried to get into this woman to help her a different way, their friend. While the wife is like zooming in on this woman, clinging to a rock for dear life, you see her husband grab a hold of the friend.
Oh,
and they're both clinging to a rock. The wife is screaming as she's recording everything. A big wave pretty much wipes them out to sea. The wife has these, like, terror screams for her husband while still recording.
Lovely.
So this is what I'm talking about. And this is what this stuff leads to. You go, and here's another one.
You don't know what
one.
To do. You're just sitting there recording. It's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so here's another recording. A shaman, some people, I guess, pronounce it shamans, accused of starting a fire and recording. Did you see this, Jennifer? This woman in Northern California was trying to boil bear urine.
Oh,
and why?
And
like, how boil bear
you,
urine?
How do you procure bear urine?
That's
the hard
another
way.
Good question.
Do you tell the bear to pee into the cup? Like, how does that happen?
It is unbelievable. The fact that people will do, it's like a challenge, okay? So what crazy thing can you record and make a video out of, or a podcast or something, so you can become well-known?
Mm-hmm. Well, you've heard about this Devious Licks challenge, haven't you?
No, what's that?
What's that?
Hesitate to ask, but go ahead.
Well, it's like destroying schools across the country, so now that kids are
The TikTok stuff?
It's on TikTok where you steal from people and then you post it on TikTok. And
big
people
problem
are,
here in Framingham.
Yeah, everywhere. There were some kids who were suspended in Iowa. There are kids who are doing it. My co-host on my morning show is like, my kid is telling me how the football team, like half of them got suspended because they were all doing these pranks where they steal something from someone. It could be a classmate, the school. It could be a teacher. They could steal a wallet, some hand sanitizer. But some kids are stealing, like, the hand dryer in the bathroom. Some are stealing toilets. So just stealing stuff from people for TikTok.
Right. It's
ridiculous.
All about
everybody wants
device.
To go viral.
Yeah. They all want to be stars. Everybody wants to be famous. Everybody wants to be important. And that's what
we're
building.
Andy Warhol predicted the future really accurately.
By saying?
Well, that in the future, everyone will have their 15 minutes of fame. That's his famous quote. And just essentially commenting on how culture was changing. And that's a long time ago when he made those observations, which is, you know, kind of really instructed his art in many ways. And so, it's like we're living, it's like Ray Bradbury meets Andy Warhol. Like, we're in some kind of crazy place.
It's a time warp or someplace. Okay, so here's something that lots of people are talking about. I know here on the air and off the air, the fact that Brian Laundrie's family apparently have called the police. Dog the Bounty Hunter has showed up, and apparently he found where Brian
He found a campsite that had been recently extinguished, the fire and the whole area, and so he alerted the police right away. And so I don't know what has come of it yet, but he was waiting as of last night, as of two nights ago, he was waiting for investigators to arrive. So not sure what the latest on that is. But
where was the campsite? Do we know?
But you were all excited about the fact that Dog was there and maybe the one who finds this guy.
I hope that Dog finds him. I hope he
does. I do too. Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
It would be amazing.
See? But there it is. Another somebody looking for 15 minutes of fame.
Well, he's already famous, so, you know, you gotta keep it going.
But why is he famous?
For the show.
He's a bounty hunter.
Yeah. Okay.
First of all, look at Dog. How could you not be known? Like,
he looks like a WWE wrestler.
Yes. Yeah.
Rough one at that. What's his new wife look like that he married 5 minutes after his old wife died? Same.
I like Beth a lot.
Probably. All right, anyway, 16 after the hour. We're going to celebrate the season after these words.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
People are like, what is happening?
All right. So believe it or not, as of today, a radio station in Greenville, South Carolina, Magic 98.9, has started playing all the holiday music from now until Christmas. Right?
You could use some Christmas around this place.
Right. Okay. So
that is kind of a lot, though, right?
What, between now and December?
I mean,
what do you mean?
I can get behind it November 1st start date, but this is a little excessive.
The day after Halloween I'm okay with, but yeah, we're nowhere near Halloween yet.
We just jumped into fall.
It's called the Countdown to Christmas, and they're touting the fact that they're the only ones playing Christmas music. I think we were just talking about this. Actually, my comments are valuable on the air as well as off the air, which is the case with most of my comments.
So humble.
Thank you. The idea that people will listen to this stuff, it's like the 80s format that's burning out all across the country because they play the same songs over and over. There are so many great up-tempo Christmas songs, things that are generic, things that are just feel good. There are thousands and thousands of versions of great Christmas music, and most of the lazy program directors in these stations, they pick out maybe 800, maybe. That's probably pushing it, but they'll play the same 40 or 50 that are at the top of the Billboard charts over and over again. But imagine this station already in Greenville, South Carolina, where we're heard on another station, by the way. All right, 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. It's trending time, social media time, Jay Kirshner time. Take a bow, Jay. There she is, ladies and gentlemen. A big round of applause for Jay. The Jaybird is here with the story of Dolly Parton on TikTok. Huh?
Yeah.
What's the world coming to?
Right? Well, apparently not. So Dolly Parton joined TikTok. She said, hey, y'all, I guess I'm on TikTok. I just want to say that everything's going to be okay. Sang a little song. Well, apparently it was a fake.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody had fake Dolly Parton?
Not sure. I'm reading about this right now, actually. And it says that the account earned 500,000 followers, over 1 million views on that video. And turns out the profile was a complete fake. It's since been removed. It's been banned.
Wow.
It's been deleted.
See, here's another example of somebody wanting to be famous. They create something that's hard to control under this circumstance, right?
Well, yeah, and it was real video of her. Somebody, an unverified user, just took old Dolly Parton imagery and video and doctored it up. The power of hackers, or not even a hacker, but people who know how to do this stuff. Why not use your power for good? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Nothing bad. There's got to be a job for that person someplace, right? Everybody's always looking for good, creative people to do what it is that, you know, attracts attention.
That's so easy for talent, for people who are really good at it. It's so easy that that person probably has a job, and that was probably something that took them 30 seconds to do.
Great.
It is astounding. I love when I see the videos of cartoons mashed up against a song, and it's almost like a music video, but it's matched up so perfectly that it looks like the cartoon characters are actually singing.
Yeah. That is an art, and they ought to be doing it somewhere and getting paid, yes. All right, let's fast forward to Cleveland, where the Major League Baseball team, formerly known as the Indians, is now going to be the Guardians?
Yes, yeah, it's the end of an era. It's so sad. The Cleveland Indians are still going strong. The season's not over. However, they did play their last home game as the Cleveland Indians. The team's been known as the Indians, as the tribe, since 1915. They dropped the Chief Wahoo cartoon character back in 2018 and announced this past December that they would be dropping the Indians' name. And now they're the Guardians. It's not a bad change.
The locals?
At least we're not the Ravens, but...
Yeah,
it's
no. What are the
sad.
Locals though? What do the locals have to say about this? Did they run it up the flagpole? Did they get the people that own the Cleveland Indians, the family that owns it? I forget. Is it Jacobs? Did the Jacobs own that franchise?
Long time ago. Yeah. The Guardians are also kind of not like Cleveland royalty, but there's the Guardians of Traffic that's on the statue. There's these statues on this bridge that goes over the Cuyahoga River that leads to Progressive Field. And the Guardians are on a lot of different merch already. So it's kind of like, it's not as abstract as some people might think. It's still
visible.
Just sad because we all grew up on the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah.
There's
right.
been films about the Cleveland Indians. So it's just, it's sad altogether, but it's
Weren't
not the worst
Indians
thing.
The
it's not
that...
like the Browns when they moved them to Baltimore overnight.
Yeah. What was the movie that Charlie Sheen was in where he had his hair
Major
carved
League.
Up in the back? Major League. Yeah. That was about
was
the Indians, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was
it was a great film. It was iconic.
Yeah, it really was. It was pretty silly, actually. But, you know, that's the kind of the stuff you think about people making fun of others. This is an era where you can't make fun of anybody because it'll be at your expense. You can't have fun with any of this stuff. And nobody has intentions of hurting people, I don't think, for the most part. You know, it just is what has been. And what has been is not what is. I guess that's the problem. Our DJV download focusing on Britney Spears. Catch that on the DJVshow.com, 28 after the hour. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now in a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn.
Always.
Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top U.S. military leaders were questioned on Capitol Hill over their roles in the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal. On Tuesday, Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri.
It seems to me that you put a high priority on making sure that you were favorably portrayed by the D.C. press corps. You spent a lot of time doing that. Fair enough if that's your priority. But at the same time, we had a rapidly deteriorating, frankly, disastrous situation in Afghanistan, which resulted in the death of 13 soldiers, including one from my home state. It's hundreds of civilians and hundreds of Americans left behind. And in my view, that mission can't be called a success in any way, shape, or form, logistical or otherwise. General, I think you should resign. Secretary Austin, I think you should resign. I think this mission was a catastrophe. I think there's no other way to say it, and there has to be accountability. I respectfully submit it should begin with you.
The 8th Division World Champion boxing legend Manny Pacquiao is officially retiring from the sport. Manny is also a Philippine senator. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
A 17-year U.S. Marine has called for accountability from top military brass after the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller has been considered a threat and has been imprisoned by military leaders and placed in solitary confinement. The military is accusing him of violating a gag order, yet Scheller has not been charged at this time.
We have a Secretary of Defense that testified to Congress in May that the Afghan National Security Force could withstand the Taliban advance. We have chairmen of Joint Chiefs, who the commandant is a member of that, who are supposed to advise on military policy. We have a Marine combatant commander. All of these people are supposed to advise. Potentially all those people did die in vain if we don't have senior leaders that own up and raise their hand and say, we did not do this well in the end.
The Marine Corps acknowledges the time, date, and location of the Article 32 preliminary hearing has not been determined, meaning he's been jailed without any form of due process. The military is preventing him from seeking legal counsel, and his parents are forbidden to talk to him.
And it's no coincidence, in my opinion, that they put a gag order on him and they put him in prison the day before they had to appear in front of senators and tomorrow in front of congressmen. I think that is fairly an act of cowardice. And our son, we're very proud of our son. Our son is a hero. He fought for this country for 17 years.
Stu Scheller on Fox News. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now 34 after the hour, here on the sympathetic DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay, sympathy is something that is important for us all to have. I'm not sure how we develop it. Have you thought about with your own lives, lady, or ladies, the maybe other people, when you feel sympathy for some, how do you think that comes about? Being generous, being kind, is that something that is ingrained as you're growing up? You think you get it on your own? Do you get it? Is it something you just kind of just feel? I've often thought about that. How, you know, I'm kind of a softie.
I feel sympathy for people as much as I feel like I like to live my life with empathy. and try to put myself in others' positions.
So what's the difference between empathy and sympathy?
I think sympathy is when there's a tragedy and something probably, or there's some kind of problem, and I think you feel sad for people. And I don't oftentimes like walk around just feeling sad for people all the time, but I do try to put myself and see things from other people's perspective.
Ah, but well, here, knowing
sympathy
me, David,
is your own.
Let me just say, let me respond because I know Jennifer better than I know the rest of the other two here. And I would say that you are someone who tries to solve problems. And I think you exhaust yourself doing that. And that's the sympathy and the empathy together. You are a perfect example. You're the poster child for that. And I didn't bring this up because I was thinking of you, but I wanted to get people thinking about whether they are sympathetic, I'm talking about listeners, or empathetic. And I'm also talking about Jay and Victoria. So, Jay, you started something. Excuse me.
No, I was just touching on what Jenna just said. Sympathy is the understanding based on your own perspective, where empathy is jumping into somebody else's shoes. So it's like sympathy is wearing your own shoes, your eyes through your own shoes. Empathy is trying to put on somebody else's shoes, trying to jump into their spot.
And which one are you?
I'm definitely more empathetic than sympathetic.
Okay, that's good to know. What about you, Victoria? Where do you
come down? It depends on the situation, right? I mean, I'm both sympathetic and empathetic. It just depends on what the circumstances are.
Yeah, I think you're one of these people. My observation with regard to you is that there's a lot of huff and puff, and I'll blow your house down. But when you get really down into the core of who you are, you're one of the sweetest, kindest, most sympathetic, I don't know about empathetic, but sympathetic people that I've come across. But it's like you don't want anybody to know that. That's the way I feel.
No, I mean, it's you sort of made up for that slight in the second half of that.
Oh, my. Okay, anyway, it's hard to get anything out without stepping in it, you know? Here's a guy who stepped in it. Yesterday, a FedEx driver said to his dispatcher that he would not deliver to a home that had a BLM, a Black Lives Matter flag in it. And today, guess what? He doesn't have a job. So is that appropriate? Or is that the way to handle that situation and that circumstance? Driver says, I'm not going to that guy's house because
he's
going
to Black
Lives
Matter. Well, his job is to deliver, so it doesn't matter.
And it wasn't just the dispatcher. This guy put this on social media. It was, again, a TikTok thing. Somebody trying to go viral. He posted video in his uniform, in his actual work outfit, and made all of these statements.
Yeah, I mean, that's a violation on a million levels.
Right. I can respect that he doesn't like the Black Lives Matter flag. I can understand it. But when you are a delivery driver and you're not delivering packages, you can't be surprised if you lose your job for not doing it. So
And if it was a Blue Lives Matter flag, then you know he would be equally fired. Yeah, just can't.
What is
do
it?
That.
I don't even know what a Blue Lives Matter.
That's the cop thing. That's not real.
Okay. Yeah.
Blue lives are not a real thing.
Everybody's life matters, and why did we, when the Black Lives Matter movement started, because blacks have been marginalized in this country in a big way over the centuries, and it's certainly, I think, the most egregious example of it, frankly, from my wheelhouse as a farmer, is how difficult it is or has been for farmers to even prove that they owned the land that they were given after the Civil War. They couldn't borrow money. They're getting taxed and yet they can't prove to anybody that they own the land because there are no deeds were ever given. That kind of stuff. That's really pretty horrendous, frankly. And I share with them their annoyance, anger, whatever it is, frustration with not being able to do what everybody else can do. And just because of the color of your skin, that's the kind of stuff that's wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. And then, but we then have these other opportunists like, you name them, the people that are out there yelling and screaming about how horrible it is for everybody who's black, and it isn't horrible for everybody who's black.
Well, what about all the people who are out there screaming? I mean, let's be fair. What about all the people who are out there screaming how horrible it is to be a white guy right now? The Proud Boys and all those people.
Yeah.
I mean, they,
same thing.
You know, well,
it's not horrible.
Yeah,
we all have lots to be thankful for. And that's kind of why I started the half hour with the focus on sympathy and empathy. We're losing it. And a lot of it has to do with how homogenized there are those who want to make everybody the same, and you can't because not everybody is the same. We come from different places. Even though our genetic makeup and the genome project and that sort of thing, physically we're all the same. Whether our skin is black or white or whatever it is, we are all the same. The makeup of our bodies, the physical bodies, is the same with everybody. And then, you know, you get into the different experiences. You wonder, I wonder, how is it, where did it start? Where did prejudice start? When did somebody for the first time think, I'm a white guy and I don't like that guy's skin color, he's black? Where'd that start? And you go back to the Middle Ages, you go back to what happens, around the time of Jesus, who was a black man. Was the prejudice against him by the Romans because he was black and they were white?
I don't even know if it was skin color, because don't forget, slavery started in Africa.
Yes.
Black people were enslaving black people.
Enslaving black people, right.
And there's also one thing I learned about when I was doing my sommelier training is the Germans used to use Polish cheap labor. I'm not saying they were enslaved, but certainly there are different power classes of people, despite their skin color, that didn't do as well. They would put these Polish people on ropes and hang them off of, like, mountaintops to get them to pick their grapes, basically, in Germany. And no German would want to do it because they would die. And many Polish people died during this early winemaking process because of the power struggle. So I think even more than race, I think we simplify it to skin color, but the argument's blown out when you realize that black people have enslaved black people, white people have enslaved white people. It's about power and class more than anything else.
I think I'm trying to remember which way it went, and I probably shouldn't bring this up because I don't remember. But the Jews either enslaved non-Jews or Christians enslaved Jews.
The Jews were enslaved. Yeah, the Christians enslaved.
The Jews, right.
The Egyptians enslaved the Jews, and that goes back to Moses.
Yeah.
So, because, the Egyptians weren't Christians, but they also weren't Jews, so they enslaved the Jews, and that's, Old Testament stuff.
But
so
who's,
goes all the
but
way
then you, we go back that far, there's got to be somebody somewhere, and I'm probably frustrating myself by thinking this out loud, but, the roots of all evil, in this case, discrimination for no good reason, but then think about how we also discriminate against people that don't have money, or we discriminate against people who don't wear the same clothes that we do, or we discriminate against people because of where they live. We have a whole history of humankind discriminating against others, and yet, back to the basics, we are all the same in terms of our makeup. Are we attitudinally the same? No. We grow, and at what point, even if you wanted to split hairs, at what point do we sort of start defining where we're going? Is it at my grandson's age of 6? Who's in the first grade? Is it before that? Is it Mac, who's Jay's son, a year or a little over a year? Where does the discernment begin? And how is it different? Can we influence our children to not be that way? We all have prejudices, whether it's we're Republicans or Democrats, or whether we're Christians or Jews, or we know it's just, hello. I don't know. It's just, I'm off on a toot, but I really think it's worth having a conversation. It really is. The state of Illinois, you heard, ladies? Governor Pritzker there yesterday signed a bill that will shift the state to 100% clean energy by the year 2045. That means no fossil fuels whatsoever in cars, buildings, any place. And I wonder how, when you get right down to it, we don't think of Illinois necessarily as the place where this kind of thing would start. And the Pritzkers are transplants. I'm trying to remember which way it went. Are they from Texas and they moved some of them to Illinois, or the other way around? Anybody know? Pritzkers own the hotel chains? They're not obviously. There's two big families involved in hotel chains, and I can't remember which one they're.
I know the Hiltons.
Okay. Anyway, not important. So he says that we'll have 100% clean energy, and I'm wondering why it
it's
has
the Hyatt,
escaped.
By the way. I just looked it up.
The Hyatt. Thank you. Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you. How is it that has escaped all the news media attention? I mean, it's important. Illinois being the first state in the country, the heavy use of coal and that sort of thing in the Midwest. So to commit to eliminating carbon emissions, that's big. And Illinois is a Republican state. You don't necessarily think.
I don't think it's a Republican state. He's a Democrat.
Well, he's kind of.
A Democrat. No. The mayor of Chicago is a Democrat. California's done this. California is like by 20. They want
but we expect from California. Because they're lunatics.
Oh, but I thought you said they were the first.
No, they, well, it's, they are, has California said all, no cars, no nothing by 2045?
They don't want any gas cars by 2035, I think.
Really? So what am I going to drive? Because I'm not driving an electric car. Because I won't go back to California.
But you know what, though? You will, because you're a speed demon, and you will when you drive the electric cars that are so much faster than gas. You'll be like, oh, this isn't as bad as I thought.
The problem is that I don't know how they're set up in Illinois, but the
problem.
Wait,
hold on, Jennifer, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Do you want to repeat how I would say that, please, Victoria? Let's hear.
Oh, this isn't as bad as I thought.
Yeah, he would say that, probably.
Yeah.
But it's not even, okay, forget, I mean, if you want to buy an electric car, you can buy an electric car right now. It's not like you, right. But being forced into
But don't fool yourself into thinking, wait a minute, but don't fool yourself into thinking you're saving the planet because you're not.
Well,
you're buying
it depends on
car.
How you're, right, it depends on how you're powering the car. So, like, some people are fully solar. I mean, I know people with Teslas whose entire home and all their, you know, their land is all solar, and they're powering their own Tesla with solar. So, or, and even, you know, wind and stuff like that. There are a lot of other ways around it. But the thing that really confuses me is, let's say it ends up being 2035, whatever. And I don't know where we're going to be living then. But what happens to people who are living in an apartment complex like we are? How are we charging our cars? Every single.
Well, this is a problem. And this is a problem that I was saying in California. We don't have a power grid that could support every Californian charging their cars at night. Nobody can support that.
Right. I mean, there are 760 units in the village that we live in. So every single car spot, I mean, you'd have to have a charger for every car.
What's happening? Listen to the DJV show all day, every day. The full show, you can hear it at djvshow.com. So if you didn't hear us begin the conversation, you can catch it later on as you have time. Plus the podcast every day, djvshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's 48 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn.
Always.
Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Our usual weekly visit from Uri Geller is enhanced this week because not only do we have Uri, but we have his daughter Natalie. And I was just thinking, Natalie Geller Caldes, that's how you pronounce your married name, right? Is it Caldes?
Caldes.
Caldes, okay, got to get that right. So people ask me, my daughter was in the studio with me not long ago, and some of the ladies on the air asked me what it was, they asked Megan, my daughter, what it was like growing up as the daughter of me. So I think that question is appropriate for you. What was it like growing up, Natalie? I've known you since you were in diapers. So, I mean, I can tell the story without you, but I don't want to because you're the one who needs to tell the story. So what was it like growing up as the daughter of Uri Geller?
Well, hi, everyone. Thanks for having me on. I mean, it's funny because I've been asked that question a lot growing up, but for me, I didn't know anything different. So growing up, I thought that everyone's dad was on TV. I thought that everyone's dad had, you know, these crazy powers that they could bend spoons. And obviously, the older I got, when I started going to school and, you know, realizing that not everyone's dad is like that, I really found that it was actually a pretty special growing up because I got to experience and witness things that not everyone else could. And then I would have these stories to tell my friends and realize, wow, this is a pretty crazy growing up, but it was very special because I obviously got to meet extraordinary people, to travel with my dad. So, you know, it was really quite magical.
Well, Uri Geller, who is obviously Natalie's father and about whom we are speaking, is here with us as well. And I'm thinking about his childhood. I've been focusing in some of the conversations, conversations about the magic of life and you growing up the way you did with a mother as a sole child and how much your mother depended on you. So how much different, Uri, what kind of a different life did you intentionally create for your daughter Natalie and your son Daniel?
Well, first of all, Dad, do you realize you have a scoop, a worldwide scoop, because I believe this is the first time that I'm on radio with my daughter Natalie, who lives in Los Angeles, and I'm here speaking to you from Old Jaffa in Israel. So that's the first one.
It is cool. Yeah.
Look, because I kind of had a tough childhood, I truly believe that fathers and mothers who go through turmoiled childhoods are better parents for some reason, because they want to give back to their own children what they have missed while they were growing up. And since I'm very good a father, allow me to plug Natalie's new book. It's called Good Night, Hamudim. And to those who are bewildered at the word Hamudim, in Hebrew it means, Natalie, correct me if I'm wrong, it means sweeties,
right.
Adorable. Am I right?
Yes, it's a term of endearment.
And by the way, for those who are trying to picture this, if you remember the book, most every parent I know read Good Night Moon, Good Night Sun, Good Night Stars to the children. When I looked at the cover of Natalie's book, I said that to you, Natalie, it looks like Good Night Moon to me, and it supposedly is, you're capturing that with the illustrations and that sort of thing and the stories in this book. So that's the starting off point. So how much of it, Natalie, was you and your experiences? What kind of books did Uri and your mother read to you when you were growing up?
Well, you know, actually, my father is the best storyteller in the world. So to be honest, he made up stories for us. And put us into this enchanting world. So he would be the one that would always make up these, elaborate, amazing stories before we went to bed.
All right, so hold on. By the way, the book is available on Amazon, and I'm guessing pretty much wherever books are sold. Right, Natalie? Can I say that with authority?
Yeah, it's available on Amazon right now. And, you know, we're really trying to kind of pick up from selling it on Amazon. And once we get to a good place on Amazon, then we're going to hopefully start, you know, going into the Targets and the bookstores and all those places.
All right, Good Night, Chamudim. That's how it is spelled. We're going to continue this conversation. For those of you who listen to this spot every week on the DJV program, more next week with Uri Geller and his daughter Natalie, and the story of her growing up and the book that she has created here on the DJV program.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.